Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Good afternoon. Our first Football Friday of 2025. We're guaranteed one more next week, and then we'll see what happens from there. And for many of you, you think what happens tomorrow night will determine how many Football Fridays we have left in the season. Connecting the dots, thinking the Steelers need a strong performance against the Bengals to ensure more games down the pike in the playoffs. I'm Andrew Filippone. Chris Muller sits across from me. Donnie Football just did 4 hours with Joe. No double dip for him. So we have intern Dom back in the saddle to produce us today. And Dom will definitely get thrown into this conversation because Dom is a very, as this might surprise you, has a very extreme radical opinion on this game tomorrow night. And I do think it's worth presenting as a conversation piece, as an argument for like what's at stake here in this game. Because I do get the sense, and maybe you are one of these people, Chris, I do get the sense that there are a lot of Steelers fans who feel like they need to win tomorrow night to have any postseason success. That this is a dry run or a soft open to a restaurant or an audition. Like, this is very important that this goes well in order for them to then win the following week wherever they play. And if it doesn't go well, then whether they're in Houston or Baltimore, they're going to lose and they're going to end the season on a five-game skid. I know I don't feel that way right now. I want them to play well. I want them to win. I happen to think that they'll win. But I don't think that it's like a parlay where you need two things to hit. You need to win this game tomorrow, and then, you know, that means you have a chance against Houston. You're still alive for that game. If you don't win, well, then it goes kaput and it's a sunk cost. I don't feel that way. I understand they've lost the last three games by a combined 50 points. I do think the schedule factored into that somewhat. I don't think that's the biggest reason why they lost. I don't think they're as good as those, at least two of those teams, the Eagles and Chiefs. But I am not going into this game necessarily thinking that the Steelers need to win or play great to then win the following week, even if that's in Baltimore. Like, Papiani last night sounded like he was scared to death, shaking in his boots.
You got Pomp on a Thursday night.
Scared to death on the sports call.
Wow.
That they would, like, they need to avoid Baltimore at all costs. Oh, we don't want to go back to Baltimore. The last thing Steelers fans want is for a third date and for a rubber match with Baltimore. I don't feel that way. Yeah, Lamar Jackson played well the last time they faced off. But he also stinks in the playoffs. And next week is the start of the playoffs. So I'm not going to be going into that thinking it's a absolute loss. Like it's a judgment day, execution day situation for the Steelers.
You sound like a guy trying to talk yourself into all this. You don't. I don't hear a guy that genuinely believes it underneath it all. That's how I feel based on what you've just said.
So the light bulb's suddenly going to go on for Lamar and he's going to turn into a stud in the playoffs, even though there's zero evidence to this point that he's actually capable of doing that.
I mean, he ran for 100, threw for 150, and passed for 2 touchdowns against Houston last year. He buried them.
Horrible first half, came alive in the second half, and Houston was the worst team that made it to the divisional round, and it was at home. So
he accounted for what? Yeah, 2 touchdowns in that game. He was, no, 3 touchdowns, actually. He was very good.
How'd he do the next week?
Yeah, he did not do well, but
so
you,
overall,
said zero, you said there's zero evidence. So don't
overall,
try to change it.
Okay, so overall, how would you describe
he
Lamar Jackson's 2023 playoff campaign? It was bad.
He lost the AFC title game at home.
And what was his completion percentage in that game again?
55.
Thank you. I rest my case. This isn't a Judge Donnie debate, but
you rest your case.
Yes, it's still.
You just sound like a guy trying to talk yourself into being confident about the Steelers in general. That's what I hear. I do. And laying out every scenario that could happen tomorrow in that game and saying none of them would completely ruin your feelings about this team. I, at bare minimum, need to see their offense playing very well. And I thought about, do I need to see Russell Wilson play well, or could I at least fall back on the fact that Russell Wilson's won a Super Bowl, been there, done that? I can't fall back
on
that.
But you've already then somewhat sided with me and Dom's extreme opinion. You didn't say they need to win the game. You said you need their offense to play well.
At bare minimum, I need to see their offense
come
alive.
Okay, so then that is siding with us.
Not really.
Yes, it is, because it's not saying they need to win.
I think they do need to win and make sure they get Houston. I don't like their chances against Baltimore at all. If they go,
but why would you ever say at all when they still have?
I think it's two teams, and who knows? I'd probably end up getting proven horrifyingly wrong. Dom would call in from Syracuse to laugh at me. He's giving a thumbs up to that notion. You wouldn't let me forget it. I feel like if they go to Baltimore, even if they host Baltimore,
it's a death sentence against a team that it's almost always a 3-point game, and overall they've done a very good job against Lamar Jackson.
I just think the dam might have broken the last time. Henry running all over them. The Ravens fine. Everyone talks about, like, can Lamar get the monkey off his back against the Steelers? He always plays poorly. Well, he did. The whole point of the phrase, like, get the monkey off your back, is things will be different once you do it, once you shed the negative feelings.
Yes, but you're forgetting the other chimpanzee that's there, and that is his playoff struggles. So one monkey gone, another monkey still there.
But he's
Planet of the Apes for Lamar
he's
Jackson.
He's had a good playoff game. So I think that losing to the Chiefs when their defense has always been good in the playoffs isn't the same.
Because in every conversation that gets put out there about Lamar Jackson and what he has and hasn't done in the playoffs, people just say, well, hold on a second. He did play a good game against the Houston Texans, so he is cured of all that ails him in the playoffs. The guy is now a playoff clutch performer because of what
his,
he did against
do you
the
think
Houston
that his good
effing
game,
Texans.
Do you think his good game against the Steelers the last time out probably freed him up for the future against the Steelers?
I don't think entirely. I think somewhat. I mean,
So the Texans game didn't free him up and he just lost
by 7
to the Chiefs?
No, because he stunk the next week.
Against the Super Bowl champion.
They were at home and they were favored in the game.
They shouldn't have been favored. Just because they were favored doesn't
mean
he should have won.
They put the ball in his hands. They trusted him to beat the Chiefs with his arm, and he didn't do it. He failed miserably. So I just refuse to believe that if they somehow get the assignment of having to go to Baltimore, that the Steelers twice are going to lay down against their arch rival, and that's just a game that they're going to absolutely lose. All the pressure will be on Baltimore in that situation.
I think the Steelers will be at least a touchdown dog in that game.
I agree. Maybe more.
I think that they would probably, I think they'd lose pretty bad. I mean, just the way their defense has looked lately, it doesn't look like they could stop Baltimore on the ground. I will go so far as to say is they're not going to be in a 3-6 game where they're the 3 seed. Baltimore's not losing to the Browns.
They're a 20-point favorite for a reason.
That would be the most lopsided
Cleveland wants to lose this game.
That would be the most lopsided, straight-up loss as far as like the point spread for the team that would lose.
Since the merger.
Since 1966.
Or even even longer.
The Steelers are not playing a home game unless there's a bunch of, they're the 5 seed or the 6 seed, I guess, and then there are multiple staggering upsets. And if they were to beat Baltimore, I would call it a significant upset in a 6-3 game. So you know what? I don't agree with you and Mr. Extremist, the Syracuse
so give
mafia
the extreme
over
opinion
there.
Here, Dom.
I don't believe it. Give I think they need to win and probably look good,
give
too.
Give your very radical opinion on this game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I don't think this game means anything. In fact, I said yesterday that Justin Fields should start in the second half because it's more important to rest your starters going into Wild Card Weekend.
Which, honestly...
So you think that a rested team...
Well,
against the Ravens is better than a team that goes 60 minutes and wins and plays the Texans.
You can answer that question. I'm not going to cut you off.
You would take a rested Steelers team, second half rest, lose the game, play the Ravens on the road, opposed to win the game, play the Texans.
Listen, we all agree that the Texans would be
easier. No, 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 answer the question. It's a straight-up question.
What is this now?
I can see him trying to wiggle his way out of it.
I'm not
right
wiggling
now.
Out of anything. I'm saying I agree with you that the Texans would be an easier matchup, but Lamar Jackson is
not
still 2-4 in the playoffs.
Not easier
He's
enough
three
that
and five
you would advocate playing the starters all 60 minutes.
I would
is that
advocate
a fair thing?
I would advocate making sure Russ is healthy going into next weekend.
I have a hard time. I don't agree with Dom, but I feel like I should to some extent because I don't think this is a must win. So if I don't think it's a must win, then there has to be at least some merit to what he's saying. They won't do what he's saying. And at the end of the day, I do side with not doing it because I would prefer Houston. But by the way, Dom's not the only person who feels that way. Kabali's strutting in here at 3:45. He has said that for weeks.
I'll put him on the witness stand, too.
That they should basically...
I like Dom more than Kabali. I'll be even meaner to Kabali.
That they should just, you know, put it in park, rest up, get completely healthy, and then take their chances in the playoffs regardless of where they're going or who they're playing. So, I mean, I think a lot of Steelers fans think it's asinine, but... If a key player gets injured in this game, well, then maybe in hindsight or in retrospect, Dom will look or sound like a genius if it goes that way. If it's like last year and TJ Watt were to get hurt in this game and then miss the playoff games, he would look very clairvoyant.
I just think that the juice is not worth the squeeze there. The likelihood that you'd almost or that you'd have a much greater chance of courting the Ravens is not worth any amount of health for your guys.
Chris, let me ask you this question. What is the end goal of an NFL season?
It depends. If you're a team that's at the bottom of the standings, it's to get the number one overall pick.
For the Pittsburgh Steelers, who everybody has told me they're the preeminent or one of the preeminent franchises.
Well, no, you can spare me that. It's not to win. You can spare me that. They're not one of the preeminent franchises anymore.
Wow.
Historically, they are, but not present day. Their goal at this point is to win a playoff game. That's basically what their owner said.
No, everybody says the goal was to win a championship.
No, the owner literally said it's time to get a playoff win, so that is not a championship by definition.
If the goal is to win a championship,
you're making a statement based on a false pretense. The owner literally, last time he opined on this, said we need to get back to winning a playoff
game.
Yes,
but if Dom takes the word of the head coach, then he's right. So maybe he values what Mike Tomlin says about football more than Art Rooney because Tomlin knows more about football than Art Rooney.
And the point is that at some point, you're going to have to go on the road and play maybe the Ravens at some point, so it would just be delaying it by a week if you played the Texans.
Well,
so
it wouldn't
in the
be
end,
delaying
who cares?
It by a week because Baltimore play could, Kansas City instead of Baltimore.
And Baltimore could actually lose
I'm trying
in the
to help
first
you
round.
Here, Dom.
Okay, fine. You have to play on the road against Kansas City. Doesn't matter. The point is you're going to have to play a tough road game at some point if you want to go to the Super Bowl.
To use your the standard is still winning a Super Bowl. Is the point of winning is one of the important parts of winning a Super Bowl for most teams not to have the easiest possible path?
Sure, I
guess.
Delaying
that road game as long as possible because it's the game you have lesser of a chance to win?
Okay, yeah, but you're going to have to play it at some point. So why look at this game as...
Why would you want to play it any earlier than you absolutely have to?
Because you don't fear the Ravens, that's why. Because you don't look at them as some...
You should probably, because they just whooped you by 17.
You said 2 months ago when the Steelers beat them that there should not be a fear factor with them and that Harbaugh gets outcoached by Tomlin.
And then he did.
And Lamar Jackson gets befuddled by the Steelers.
And then
and one game
Russell
changed
Wilson,
your opinion.
They whooped the Steelers' ass in the fourth quarter, when Mike Tomlin always says he wants his team to be at his best.
412-928-9370. Do you need to win this game to avoid the Ravens in the playoffs? Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.